season, man? Oh, it was good, man. Very fast off season, but it feels good to be back. Sure. Oh yeah, it feels great. 100. I'm probably stronger now coming in this season than last year. So I did tons of shoulder work this whole offseason to make sure I was strong.
What do you think when the schedule came out and you get Carolina right off the bat?
Oh, that's going to be a great challenge. We know that those guys, they definitely want to come back and get us. Every team wants to start the season off right. So we know that they're going to bring their A game. But we know that the first thing is always protecting home field, and that's always our goal.
So people talk about kind of just still having that chip, still having a little bit of, you don't feel there's enough respect. Do you kind of feel that way too?
Definitely. I mean, I always going to feel like that, just being undrafted, having that chip on my shoulder. That's always going to be me, who I am. I just want to keep the competitive edge here. I mean, for me, I feel like I'm a fearless competitor, so I just want to keep that same mindset with everybody on defense, and same thing with the offense. So when it's time to compete, everybody's ready to compete at a high level.
With that said, you responded to LT's comments that there's no shutdown corners in the earlier this offseason. I'm talking about that edge. How do you go out and prove that beyond what you've already done?
That's a good question. I mean, he's saying there's no shutdown corners in the league. But, I mean, we go off touchdowns. I guarantee if they chart down the touchdowns gave up in the last 5 years, I'd be giving up the least. So that was my argument with him. But going into the season, man, I just want to be even more dominant. I want to continue to raise my level of play. Every year I've been able to get better each season. So that's what I want to do this year, continue to improve my game, playing the run, playing the pass, blitzing. I want to be more active in blitzing this year than I was last year. So there's a lot of things I want to add.
What does the defense do to maintain the chip on his shoulder
that
kind of carried you guys?
Yeah. I mean, we just been hearing everybody saying that we lost Malik, Danny, we won't be the same, we won't be good again. So, I mean, that's our mindset, is to go out. I think we returned 9-11 starters, and then you can really count Roby as a starter. So, really bringing 10 guys back that played a lot, and KO even played a lot for us. So, we have a lot of guys back. We know it's always going to be hard to replace Malik, a guy like Danny Trevathan, who's always had his hair on fire everywhere. So Ty Davis, I think he'll do a great job of being able to come in and fill that role. And we'll have to no telling what we do with the draft with the D linemen, but I still think we still have the best D line in the league.
Chris, on that same thing, you say you always play with a chip on your shoulder. As one of the team leaders,
Like I said, I'm definitely going to keep that competitive edge on the team. If I got to holler at the receivers, talk mess to Emmanuel, DT, whatever, try to spark up some competitive nature in our locker room. I think that was huge for us last year. I mean, me and the receivers' lockers were right by each other. So every day we're chirping at each other, talking mess. And we got to have that same type of competitive nature. So when we get to these big games, it's nothing. We've already competed hard versus each other. We get to the big games, it's just like practice.
Your thoughts on Vaughn, what he's going through? Yeah. He might go the whole offseason without him hanging
out. I mean, it's kind of a process, man. You see this every year happen with especially the top free agent guys who get tagged. They always hold out until July. So it's something that you always see. It's the nature of our business. I've talked to Vaughn. When he's not flying or going to New York to L.A., he's been working. But he's been busy, man, and he's definitely making the most out of MVP.
You ever worried that he's doing too much?
Oh, yeah, you can always do too much, man. Especially after winning the Super Bowl, you're doing a lot. But I think right now he's going to be doing a lot. But I think close to the summer, it'll start to wind down for him. He'll be good. Oh, good, man. Especially you got to have that guy in the middle. The middle linebacker is always you're already automatic leader. It's like quarterback. You give him the defense. So it's good to see how important it is for him to be here to train, even though he's still looking for a contract. So it's good for him to set aside his selfish or his things that he wants and to put the team first.
It's been a while since the team's gone back-to-back. Why do you think it's so hard to go back? Hard to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so hard to win the Super Bowl, man. It takes so much work, and It's just about guys having that same type of work ethic that you had the year before. That's something that I kind of wanted to do. I wanted to make sure I have that same work ethic that I had the past year so it doesn't change. So as long as we continue to put the same work in, we don't have to worry about what New England's doing, what Carolina's doing, what any of those teams are doing. We just got to worry about ourselves and continue to improve our team.
So, Chris, would you be surprised if Vaughn didn't show up until July?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. That's kind of normal. I mean, Clady, DT, I mean, since I've been here, that's been the norm.
Chris, you said you feel like you want to shut down corners. How do you rank your top 5 corners?
Oh, how do I rank them?
Yeah.
I would say Sherm, Revis. Pat P had a great year last year, me and Talib.
No Norman?
Nah, you got to do it more than 1 year. We've been guys that have done it. 5 years. I've done it 5 years. I don't know how many years Revis is in, 9 or 10 this year. Talib has done it 8 years. So it's about being good for a long time, not just 1 year.
In year 2, in the scheme under Wade Phillips, what do you guys think you can do to expand upon the success you had?
Yeah. We try to get more picks. We watched missed opportunities, and, man, we could have had even more picks than what we had. So that's something that we're focusing on, trying to – I mean, it's so hard. We were number one in so many categories. Passes 20-plus down the field, we're number one. So in so many categories. So it's just trying to figure out ways that we can get better. Penalties is something that we looked at, that we got to be a lot smarter, can't have any dumb penalties like we did last year. So little things like that.
A few more, Chris. You talked about the guys you lost. When you're a juggernaut defense like you are, you knew that was going to happen, but – when you look at those guys, they did play a key role in this defense last season.
Oh, yeah, Malik, man, just seeing him grow every year, he improved every year. And that's something that you expect from the young guys. And same thing with Danny. Them two play with their hair on fire, and I love those guys. The way they played, their mentality they brought to the field, and they're definitely going to be missed. So we got to I think Todd, one game, one of the linebackers were hurt. He came in and filled the role last year. So, I mean, I feel comfortable with what he can do in there and with everybody else in the D-line to be able to pick up the slack.
How many people in the offseason talked to you about being too loud so that Cam Newton would be overhearing you and all that?
I got that question a lot. But like I tell everybody, I didn't know he was on the other side. We were just doing normal interviews. We thought you kind of get you're very turned up after a winning Super Bowl. So
had to do it again.
Yeah.
Would you change anything?
Nah, I wouldn't change. I mean, they asked me simple questions, what we did and what was the game plan, and I'm pretty sure he hears that, so he's going to be ready definitely to come after us, definitely try to throw the rock on us a lot this year. So, I mean, it is what it is.